This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The nation is celebrating Constitution Day today. The government has announced a year-long celebrations beginning today to commemorate the 75th year of the adoption of the Constitution of India. President Draupadi Murmu addressed both houses of parliament on the occasion in a grand event organized at the Central Hall of Samvidhan Sadan in New Delhi. President Murmu urged citizens to imbibe the constitutional ideals into their behavior, fulfill their fundamental duties, and work towards achieving the national goal of a developed India by 2047. On the completion of 75 years of adoption of the Constitution of India, President Murmu described it as a living and progressive document through which the country is achieving the goals of social justice and inclusive development. The President said the ideals of justice, liberty, equality and fraternity mentioned in the preamble of the Indian Constitution gave opportunities to citizens to prosper and take care of each other in the society. In her address, the President recalled the contribution of 15 women members of the Constituent Assembly in framing the Constitution. She also stated the nation will celebrate its 75th anniversary of being a republic on the 26th of January next year, and such occasions give the countrymen the opportunity to make better plans for the future. Speaking on the occasion, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar said, "This momentous day marks a historic milestone as the country celebrates 75 years since it adopted its constitution, a remarkable achievement for the world's largest and most dynamic democracy." In his address, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla said, "The Indian Constitution has been a driving force for social and economic change in the country." During the event, the President released a commemorative coin and a stamp dedicated to the 75th anniversary of adoption of the Constitution of India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, several union ministers, leaders of opposition in both Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha, members of Parliament and other dignitaries attended the event. In a social media post, the Prime Minister extended greetings to all its citizens on the 75th anniversary of the Indian Constitution. Mr. Modi said that the Constitution is the guiding light of the nation. The Supreme Court Bar Association organized a Constitution Day function at the Apex Court in New Delhi. Addressing the event, Chief Justice of India Sanjeev Khanna said, "India has emerged as a vibrant democracy and a geopolitical leader, and the Constitution of the country has helped in this transformation." In the evening, the Prime Minister will participate in the Constitution Day celebrations at the Supreme Court. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. The Election Commission today announced by-polls to 6 seats of Rajya Sabha. 3 seats are from Andhra Pradesh and 1 each from Odisha, West Bengal and Haryana. The notification for the by-polls will be issued on 3rd of December and nominations can be filed until the 10th of the month. Polling and counting will be held on 20th of December. The seats are vacant due to the resignation of members Venkatramana Rao, Mopi Devi, Bira Mastan Rao Yadav and R. Krishnaya from Andhra Pradesh, Sujit Kumar from Odisha, Jawahar Sarkar from West Bengal and Krishnan Lal Pawar from Haryana. The central government has approved over 1,115 crore rupees for disaster mitigation and capacity building projects for 15 states. A high-level committee under the chairmanship of Union Home Minister Amit Shah has approved this fund. The nation is remembering the martyrs of 2008 Mumbai terror attacks today. President Draupadi Murmu paid homage to the brave hearts who lost their lives in these attacks. In a social media post, the President said, "The nation is grateful and salutes its valiant security personnel who made the ultimate sacrifice while protecting the countrymen." Mumbai endured a devastating terrorist attack on the 26th of November 2008. During 4 days of attack, 10 terrorists of Pakistan-based Lashkar-e-Taiba attacked different locations in the city, in which 166 people were killed and over 300 were injured. The Met Department has forecast that the depression over southwest Bay of Bengal and adjoining East Equatorial Indian Ocean lay centered about 830 kilometers south-southeast of Chennai. And that is the end of this news bulletin.